A warm welcome to podcast, to the IFA podcast, Fizzball Inside. And today it's live from Wittenau, the tournament in Switzerland, one of the important tournaments after the tournament of Jona 1 week ago. Now we are in Wittenau. And with me, it's the wonderful team from Belgium. Hi, Belgium.
Hello.
So, what's your impression? The first start in Wittenau, or have you been here before?
It's the second year for us. Last year we were only with four people and we got one person to join us. And this year we're with nine already. So it's going up and up and up.
Perfect. To this special guy you invited, we will come a little bit later. So far the tournament, how was this going? Some wins on your side or just... Loses.
We won some, we lost some, and I think we can be pretty happy about our player. We played well, so we hope to keep continuing doing this in the next round.
So now it's time for a small break because we have the semi-finals and the bronze medal matches of the European Champions Cup. Isn't this your aim to be there also as a representative from Belgium? Maybe next year, Belgium, maybe you could secure a starting place in the Champions Cup.
Yes, that's eventually our goal. We hope to improve every year. So I think we're already doing better than last year. Other teams are improving as well. So yeah, we hope to be there next year. But it will be a hard challenge.
Coming to the ingoing president of Fizzball Belgium, what's your idea about, you're here with a women's team and a men's team, is that correct?
We're here with a men's team and a mixed team.
And
we hope that next year we'll come with a full women's team, that would be amazing, yeah.
So you're working on the full women's team next year.
Yeah,
I cross my fingers and I trust on you that you will make it. So let's talk about how many Fizzball players so far do you have in Belgium?
We have around 30 players and four clubs. So we try to get bigger each year. And it's the first year now that we have four clubs. So it's going exponentially. And hopefully next year we'll be with even more clubs to play more competition and grow in Belgium.
What did you do between the tournaments of Jona last week, where you also have been, at least a part of you, and Wittenau? Some sightseeing or what was the plan? What did you do during the last days?
Well, we had a lot of fun. We went for a hike, we went on the river. Yeah, all fun things.
So a little bit more like holiday or also training sessions.
Yeah, we also had training sessions, but it was also a holiday with a Fizzball, so it was very nice. We really enjoyed it.
And last but very important question, we know that the hotel situation in Switzerland is a little bit expensive. If I just turn around, I see plenty of tents. In which of these tents is Team Belgium staying, or what's your accommodation for tonight?
Just the smallest tents that you can find.
That's yours. And... we will have now a commercial break and then we come to the special announcement you already mentioned in the beginning. You have one additional player. Who is that? And we will talk to him in just a few minutes.
It's Fabian Sachsetter.
How did you make it clear that Fabi is part of your team?
Well, we just, put the announcement up and multiple people applied. And so he said, yeah, come and join us. And he was happy to do so.
And we will ask him in just a few seconds what he thinks about being part of the Belgium team in Wittenau. Thank you so much for you. And now let's join the semi-finals. And afterwards, we'll come back.
Let's go, Belgium! Let's go!
Yeah. And now with us, the new Belgium star. Here is Fabi Sachsetter. Fabi, how did it come that you play now for Belgium?
I was here and the tournament, our tournament is only on Sunday. And they asked in Facebook, I think, for players. And I said, yeah, I'm here and I want to play. And then, yeah, that's what it was like.
So the story is not that you change the nationality and the German fans should be worried about that, will never ever play again for Germany. Talking about Germany, you recently finished as the World Games winner and the European champion. Congratulations to these two titles. How was your experience in Birmingham? Did you like the event in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, I liked it a lot and was great for us. And being part of such a big event is great. It's some, a bit other than European Championships or World Championship, but was a great experience.
Have you seen any of the other sports? Did you enjoy being part of these over 30 sports? What did you watch?
Almost everything, I think. We were at beach handball, floorball. I don't know. We watched as fin swimming. Was great. Every sport is a bit special, but it was great to watch other sports, yeah.
We know that you are really interested in many sports. You also played volleyball Bundesliga in Germany, but do we worry about that you will switch to another sport? No, you stay with us with Fizzball, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. There's no other sport at the moment.
Coming back to Belgium, here in Wittenau, you played the B tournament for Belgium team. What was the final result? You finished on fifth place, I heard?
Yeah, it was fifth place, but we didn't play the last game. So, yeah, we were fifth, but was good result for us. We were second in the group, and only the first one gets to the quarterfinals. So we didn't have the chance to get to the final after the group stage, but was okay. We played very well, and the Belgian team, they are always improving. Every time I see them, they are getting better, and in this tournament also they played really good fistball. They know what they are doing and they are playing very clever, and yeah, it was good.
So thank you very much, Fabi Sackstetter, for supporting the Belgium team today. Tomorrow you will play with your teammates from Schweinfurt here in the A category in Wittenau in the big tournament. Thank you so much and see you soon on the fistball pitches around the world.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.